Welcome to Behind the Investigation with Atlanta News First Investigates. I'm Better Call Harry, and I'm here with Chief Investigator Brendan Keefe. Brendan, how are you?
It's good to see you here, Harry, and to hear you as well for our podcast listeners.
Yeah, you know, it's good. We remind people that the podcast is great because you can watch or you can listen. So tell us about today's story, because I know this involves a custody case. It involves small town politics. It involves the police. Go on.
So imagine there's the police outside your home. They are secretly watching your house, and they're doing it because they received an anonymous tip that you have drugs in your home. But where did that anonymous tip really come from? We found out it came from the father, according to sheriff's office records, and his buddy was the head of the drug unit. That's why drug investigators were outside the home of a Spalding County mother here in Georgia, and why she could have lost custody of her daughter if it had gone the other way.
Drug agents set up covert surveillance on this quiet Griffin Street. The anonymous tip to the head of the drug unit said a woman had illegal drugs with a young girl inside the home.
So far, we've found nothing.
Records show it was a suspected narcotics distribution center, so Spalding County deputies kept watching the house. All they saw was Macy Jones and her three-year-old daughter with no signs of illegal activity.
They've done surveillance for 2 or 3 days at least, and they haven't seen anything.
The three sheriff's office drug agents became increasingly suspicious of that anonymous tip and of their own commander. The investigation shifted from the mother to the head of the narcotics unit, Lieutenant Chris Boyles.
Where did you get the info from the complaint?
Tyler Andrews. I've known him for a number of years.
The source of the anonymous tip wasn't just a close friend of the drug unit commander. Tyler Andrews is also the father of the little girl.
Did Tyler ever have any conversation with you about anything related to if Macy was arrested, this would help with custody cases?
He did say that if she got arrested, it probably helped that. I'm like, yeah, it probably would. I'm sure a drug arrest for somebody wouldn't look good in civil court for child custody.
An arrest of that person that you were investigating could weigh the outcome of a court proceeding. Why didn't you pass that on to the agent that was investigating?
I didn't see it as relevant at the time. All I said was that if she were to be arrested, it would help him.
Custody case.
Custody case, yes. At no point was I going to use my position to help him in any way.
The sheriff immediately fired Lieutenant Voiles, ending his 2 decades on the force. Atlanta News First Investigates uncovered the case file a full year later. And as soon as I saw Macy's name, I called her from the sheriff's office parking lot.
To assist a personal friend gain custody of a child through deceitful means. My first question was, did they tell Macy? Because
no,
this would...
No, you were the first person to tell me that.
So they never told you.
No.
Were the police going to raid my house and kick my door in with my daughter there and take me in cuffs in front of her?
If those drug agents hadn't stepped up and turned in their own commander, we wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Right. Yeah. I would love to meet them and tell them thank you, because you're right. If it weren't for them, who knows where we would be? My daughter may not even be with me. I may be behind bars.
Why didn't Sheriff Dix just pick up the phone and call you and tell you this
right.
happened?
Even as a courtesy, that's what I would like to know. I mean, If I was that close to, you know, losing my daughter, going to prison, completely ruining my life, and someone lost their job over it, why would you not call me?
All rise. Superior Court of Spalding County is now in session.
Now a judge will hear the case. Macy Jones is using the sheriff's office investigation in a bid for full custody.
Macy Jones versus Marcus Andrews.
Sitting right next to Andrews in court, his friend and now former lieutenant, Chris Boyles. The sheriff filed paperwork with the state, which revoked Boyle's police certification last month. He can never be a cop in Georgia again.
I don't want to see another innocent mom go through this.
Now, it's important to point out that the former lieutenant, Chris Boyles, he was in the courtroom, but he did not testify when that hearing took place. Also, he did not agree to do an interview with us. The same goes for the father, Tyler Andrews. We offered him multiple opportunities. At one point, he said, yeah, I do want to tell my side of the story. But then he told him to contact his attorney, who never called us back. And then he did not testify in the ultimate hearing for his case for custody of his daughter.
All right. So here's what I don't get. How could they not tell her? How do they just kind of, it feels like it just kind of got swept under the rug here.
Well, I will say that the sheriff's office did everything right, at least in terms of the way we normally hold them accountable. They didn't sweep it under the rug in so much as they didn't cover for a 20-year veteran of the sheriff's office. I mean, that guy was there for two decades and was the head of their drug unit, and they fired him on the spot. And they documented everything. They recorded the interview. They told Georgia Post, which pulled his police certification. So from an objective standpoint, they did everything they were supposed to do. But you do have to ask yourself, how, when you know this was all about a custody case, do you not tell, one, the mother, and two, the court? Isn't that material? Shouldn't she have known that the tip that led to a drug investigation of her came from the father of her child, and that according to the sheriff's office, they believed it was in order to get full custody of the daughter? It does make you scratch your head. I will say, Harry, it's important to point out that the sheriff, after we asked him for an interview and he refused, he did reach out to Macy Jones, and she did come for a meeting, and he apologized overtly and said they should have told her in the first place.
Yeah, but that's because of your investigation. I guess, is this more of an ethics question? You know, I mean, I guess the police followed policy, but weren't they obligated to go to the mother and say, here's what happened?
Right. Well, this is where you and I like sort of cross-pollinate in our investigations. Our investigations aren't just sort of arm's length, completely disinterested, viewing from the outside. Simply by asking questions, we put wheels into motion. We did not have a dog in this hunt. The only reason we interviewed only Macy Jones is because she was the only one who would talk with us. The only reason she even knew about the case is because we told her. And then that led her to contact an attorney. And then that attorney then filed a motion for emergency custody and then full custody when they had a hearing for that. None of that would have happened had we not started asking the questions. It's very similar to what you do in consumer investigations where you make things happen. Again, we had no interest in the outcome. That's up to the courts. That's up to the legal process. But this whole process wouldn't even have taken place had we not asked the question.
Okay, listen, great information. Anything you need to add before I sign off for both of us?
Yeah, it is important to point out what happened at the end of this whole case. So there was a custody hearing. In that custody hearing for full custody, the judge ordered full custody for the mother. So she has full custody of the daughter. That is on a temporary basis, indefinite at this point, but temporary. The judge will revisit it at a later date. And the father does get visitation for 1 hour every other Sunday, but that visitation is supervised. We still want to interview the father. We still want to interview the sheriff. We still want to get the whole story. So, of course, as always, at Atlanta News First Investigates, we'll stay on the case.
Thank you so much, Brendan, and thanks to all of you all for watching or listening. We have podcasts. We're all about impact, process, solutions here. So continue to listen in because we also kind of have a lot of fun when the stories are a little bit lighter. Of course, in this case, it was a hard-hitting investigation, and I hope we follow it further and see. Can we follow it further, Brendan?
Of course we can. We can always. There's always more questions to be asked and answered.
All right. Thank you all. Tune in, listen, and what am I missing? What
streaming.
Else? Streaming.
Stream.
Streaming, podcast, all of that. And thank you all for joining us today.